Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Yud Ches. We're holding the fifth line from the top of the Omid, where the Gemara begins, Gufa Omar Rava. As you all recall, yesterday we had a beautiful, beautiful Braisa that was featured Reb Shimon, that elucidated and explained a Pasuk so beautifully that Rava exclaimed on the Omid Beis, if you're an expectant mother and you want to give birth to a child, if you have a child like Reb Shimon, then it's all worth it. If not, don't even bother. That's how great Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was and how notable and how outstanding he was. How did he go and darshan the Pasuk? It was a fairly lengthy Pasuk in Parshas Re'ei. Leisucha lecho b'sherdecha Masar digoncha b'siroishcha v'yitzarecha U'b'chayres b'karcha v'tzaynecha V'chon d'derecha asher tidor V'nit v'yisecha srumas yedecha. And you'll remember that Reb Shimon darshaned each and every one of those words to tell us a special chidush that I might not have known otherwise. Because normally on the surface, all this Pasuk is coming to tell you is, don't eat b'char maser kachim kalim outside of the choymos of Yerushalayim. Leisucha lechel b'sherecha. You're not allowed to go and eat, even in Zichron Meir in Bnei Brak. You're not allowed to eat maser sheni. You're not allowed to go and eat karbonis. It has to be within the choymos of Yerushalayim. That's the pashat of pshat. And of course, Reb Shimon went at length yesterday and explained, why does each and every one have to be enumerated? And we started off based on Kal V'Chaymiz, and then Rav asked, like, Bircha Mekal V'Chaymiz. And ultimately the Gemara said, we don't really learn it from Kal V'Chaymiz, but rather from the fact that the whole Pasuk would seem to be superfluous. Why? And here on the top of Yud Ches Amud Aleph, today's Blat, because a few psukim earlier, it says, Ultan Pashas Re'ei, Va'veisim Shoma, you should go and bring there meaning to Yerushalayim, Oyloi Seichem, Ve'ezib Cheichem, Ve'ez Masri Seichem, Ve'ez Trumas Yerchem, Ve'ed Reichem, Ve'ed Voy Seichem, Ve'ed Ve'karchem, Ve'ed Zoymchem. And once you bring it to Yerushalayim, what do? Va'chaltem Shom, Lefnei Hashem Lekeichem, you have to eat it there. So all the Pasuk needs to say with us is, Loisucha li oichlam, don't eat any of the aforementioned Bechor and Maser and Bikurim, etc. anywhere else, but you gotta eat in Yerushalayim. Why did it have to repeat the whole thing? Loisucha lechel b'sherecha, Maser degon, ketorej b'sherecha, etc. All to tell us limudim. What are the limudim that we learned? So the Gemara brought yesterday, the gabi each one master one halacha, b'char another halacha, and toidu shlamim another halacha, etc., etc. And we concluded with the halacha the gabi oila. The what's the halacha the gabi oila? That omer rova zor a non koyin she'achem in a oila that eats a karm oila. Oila of course is prohibited for everybody, not just for a yisrael, but even for a koyin. And he eats it lifnei zrika, before the carbon was actually brought, meaning it was geshachten, and you had the dam, and the halach is the dam, but there was no zrika on the mizbeach yet. And you ate it chutz l'chayma, which is a double whammy in the sense that oil happens to be a kodshi kudishim. So even if it was edible, it would have to be eaten within the azara. And not only did the person not eat it within the azara, he ate it outside of Yerushalayim. Therefore, Reb Shimon like a chomesh, he would get altogether five times malchus. Rashi, by the way, at the end of yesterday's Gemara says, lav dafka five times malchus. It really means to say five isuri ka'amar. He would get five isurim, five lavin that he was being oiver. And we made the cheshbonis yesterday how you add up to five altogether. And the Gemara is now asking, why did we stop at five? L'choy, do we have more? What are the additional ones? Where's this pasuk? So for those of us that have the benefit of the beautiful Gemaras that was sponsored and donated by Inzra Taira Chusheva Reb David, who's going shortly to the Gidda convention to make sure that all the problems of Klal Yisrael will be resolved, the Mietshem, the Derech HaToira, we are delighted that he'll be our representative. So what does it say in the Pusik? V'ochlu oisam asher kupar bohem, lemali es yodem lekadish oisam vezor lo yoichal ki koidish heim. This pasuk is talking about korbanos, specifically about korbanos of the miluim, but lav dafke korbanos generally. It says ba'achlu oisam, the kahanim eat them, and we're talking about, says Rashi, kodshi kodishim, the kahanim eat them, ashikupa ben, because by eating them that finishes off the kapara. For instance, the korban chatas, besides the matter of the zrika and the mizbeach, you want the kahanim to eat the korban, and then you have the full degree of kapara. Lamali yisyodim the kadish oisam, there it's talking about the miluim, to go and appoint them as part of their inauguration process. The zor lo yoichel, but a zor, stay away ki koydishem, because these are koydish, meaning that these korbanos are kodshi koydishem, don't eat them. Aha. So since it says the zor lo yoichel, that's the chalav. So why don't we add one more to the package of the five that Rava was referring to? Everything more hani mili hecha del kehanim chazi. Hach del kehanim nami loy chazi. He says, look at the pasuk in context. The pasuk begins, v'achlu oisam ashekupa behem. V'achlu oisam means the kahanim have to go and eat from these karbanos to give a degree of kapara to the person who brings that karban chatas. On those karbanos where kahanim are supposed to eat it, only the kohen, the zor, but Yisrael, stay away, zor lo yoichal ki koydishay. However, says the Gemara, what about those karbanos that nobody eats? For instance, our karban oila, that nobody eats that karban oila? No. So then there is no special exception, and we're saying only kahanim yoh and Yisrael Nish, because nobody's entitled to. So the Gemara, konzain haltarova, that that is not a lav that would be mechayiv malkis, because hani mila, that pasuk is only talking about hechad al kehanim chazi, if you're talking about taka akor mchatzos lemoshel, and a zor eats from that kor mchatzos, oh, ein echanami give him malkis. But here we're not talking about a chatzos, we're talking about an oila. This pasuk is not referring to that type of situation, and therefore I cannot add an additional lav to mechayiv malkis. But I have yet another reason to mechayiv malkis. What is this talking about? This pasuk has nothing to do with karbanos. It's talking about a basar that became treifa. Anything which is treifa, lo yseichelu. However, the Gemara is bothered by the fact that it says basar basada treifa. It's only if you find this treifa meat out in the field. What happens if you find the treifa meat in the supermarket with nice cellophane around it, and there's a special clearance sale, 99 cents a pound? So that's also treifa lo yisachel. What happens basada? And therefore, the Gemara learns that this basada comes to tell you. This pasuk of soda is used somewhat in a poetic form, lav davka in a field. It means that you find it outside of its normal borders or its normal boundaries. You don't normally find meat lying outside in the soda in the field. If it's edible, people have it in their kitchen and in their dining rooms. And if it's not edible, it's usually thrown in the garbage. You find it in the garbage dump. Why are you finding it in the sudden? So the sudden is telling you that you find it out of its normal environs, normal mechitzais. So what is that referring to? So says Rashi, it's referring to, at the very least, if a person eats or finds kodshe kudishim outside of the azara is its borders for kodshe kudishim, you find that type of basar, loisachelu, don't eat it outside. Even a kohen, don't eat the korban outside of the klai.
Is this treifa? If you have to sort of believe there were treifa there, in order for that understanding
Not really. What the Gemara is saying is, anytime you find a basar chutz mechitzasa, it has a status like treifa. Just like you can't eat a treifa, you can't go and eat this. And Rashi says I have other examples too. For instance, as we know, if a person goes and shechs an animal, and then you find if it's a female animal, and you find inside the mummy's stomach after the shechita that there is another animal, regardless of whether that animal is alive or not, of course the Gemara refers to it as a ben pekua, and that is kosher. There's a whole shalah whether you do need to go make another shechita, you have to do midraisa, midrabanan, yeah, all the good to zach. What happens if during the Shechita, that Ben Pekua outside heard that there was a whole discussion. Yo, Ben Pekua, yo, Gishach, lift it up. And therefore it stuck out its hand. No, it didn't make a plater, but only stuck out its arm to listen to what's going on. What is the whole discussion? And then he didn't understand Yiddish anyway, and then the Ben Pekua put its arm back into the mommy's stomach. We now ejected it, and now the Ben Pekua is inside. Are you allowed to go and eat the arm that was sticking outside b'shas hashchita? And the answer is no, because that Uber's hand was also chutz l'mechitzasai. What are you sticking your arm out? Leave your arm inside. It's beyond its normal chitz. If you look at the last Rashi, three lines from the bottom, kim shiyotze basa chutz l'mechitzasai neza. Mi besadi yaseder kadai, the extra word sada, kisada, just like a field, she'ain by machitzas, it doesn't have normal boundaries or borders, it's kind of hefker. V'laman mikan the kachy kudishim chitzla kloem, that's like in the field, it's out of its normal borders. And the ubers hoitzi yaseder b'shash chitzas imai, which is also beyond its borders, the womb in which the ubers hand should be lying at that time. Jacques de Teira, don't eat from it. And since we're talking about a person who is a czar, who's eating the oil of chutz l'choima, is doch a case of chutz l'mechitza asoi, is doch asur, give him malchus because of this pasuk. If you were able to go and eat this kachi kudish in bifnim, inside the azar, and it's taken outside of its normal borders to be eaten, avad malchus. V'hochad v'vnim nami v'chazi. You cannot go and eat this pasuk basod treifa, not this treifa, but this kachi kudishim, even inside, because it's a carbon oilah. And so therefore, it's not that it's out of its borders, don't eat it. Even within its borders, you can't go and eat it, because even in the azar itself, you can't go and eat it. So therefore, this lav would not apply. And again, we do not add yet another malchus to the list of the five isurim that Rava was telling us about. But Frankie, we're about to have another basis to add another time. Notice it says in our Gemara, Kikoydish who? Notice on the side, the Masoreh Sashas says Kikoydish heim. But later, Mefarshim say that perhaps Reb Shaya Pikim, Masoreh Sashas, perhaps is mistaken. Why is he perhaps mistaken? Because notice in the beautiful Torah Ora Shalom, which was bought by Inzratai Rechaver, Reb David, if you look at number 3, there are 2 psukim. Normally each one of these Torah Ors only have 1 pusik. Here it has 2 psukim back to back. If you look at number 3, V'achlu oisim, you don't have that? You don't have the benefit?
I don't have glasses.
You don't have glasses, but you have the Torah Shalom. I see. But he's missing the cheftz of the glasses. Anyway, but the pusik is, he quotes 2 psukim. V'achlu oisam asher kupar behem lemali esyonim lekadesh oisim v'zor leyoichel ki koydish heim. Stop. That was the pasuk that we quoted earlier, where we said it has to be roi la'achila ba'achlu oisam, and it's attacking the market kodesh heim. Now, next pasuk, then yivosim mipsar hamiluim umen alechem ad haboiker b'seraft es anoisa ba'esh lo yeyachel ki kodesh hu, ki kodesh hu. And therefore, getting back to our gemara lechoyer, this Reblez is not referring to the pasuk mizor leyachli kodesh heim that we already deferred and pushed aside, that would not be a reason to go and give malchus, because oil is not only asur to a czar, it's asur even to a kohen. However, we have a brand new pasuk, lo yeyachel ki koydishu. Okay, now what is this referring to in this pasuk? It's talking about the seraftis, a noiser ba'esh, don't eat the noiser, carbon that went beyond the time limit, it became noiser, don't eat it. Because it's Kodesh. Now, of course, we're not talking in our case by Rava of a case of Noiser. Noiser is not Shaykh by Oila, because Oila you don't eat. Maybe Shaykh, but you have to put it on the Mizbeach within its time limitation. But we're not talking about that, because Rava doesn't mention Lefnei Zrika Chutz L'Choyma that it was Noiser. In fact, it couldn't be Noiser, because if it's Lefnei Zrika, you never had a kosher karma, you didn't have the matzah to put it on the Mizbeach. Anyway, all of that aside. But the real Rai is from the Kodeshu. Why did Torah say Kodeshu? Of course, it's a carbon. So I'll tell you that all Kabbonists have Kedusha, and therefore now they eat it onto the Amid base. Any kosher that became possible, Now notice, the top Rashi also tells us that it's a second pasuk, because Rashi says, Echsiv ben Noisar. Oh, our case of Noisar. Lo ye yachal ki koydishu. So look, you have a star karai that the Kirsten argument of the who is correct, and the Masayi de Shas, the Haim, L'choy is not correct, because we're not focusing on the Zor L'yoch L'koydesh Haim. We're referring to the noises that after Yisrael Ba'esh, L'yoch L'koydesh Hu. Taprash Yisrael Noisi, L'yoch L'koydesh Hu. Nos and Tam L'dovar. So the Torah says, why don't you eat the noises of Trashi? K'koydesh Hu. It's Kodshim. And it became noises Shemivsel. K'moy came Kola Kodshim Shemivselu. And our oiler that we're talking about became possible. How to become possible? Because it was possible B'yoytse. Not only it went outside the Azara, it went Chutz L'choyma. Wow. Mahadim and Mahadim, it was Yoytse. Can you imagine if it landed up in Bnei Brak? It was really Yoytse. Anyway, so the point is, it became possible. Oh, if you give Malkis L'choyra Al Achilosei. So Abdachnochaina, why did Rava, why was Mistapik the Mu'at in the five Isurim? I have another reason to go and give Malkis based on this Pasik. That Pasik is talking about that it was Noiser. Noiser means that until it became Noiser, it was Chazi. It was a good, kosher, wonderful carbon.
It has Shasa kosher for Achila, effectively.
I'm sorry?
It has Shasa kosher for Achila.
For Achila's Mizbeach.
Right. Yeah.
If you're talking about a regular carbon that became Noiser, yeah, a regular carbon becomes Noiser, it's Roy for the Mizbeach until this man, it's Roy for the Odom until this man, Shtei Achila, his house is fine and good. If, however, you didn't eat it Mizmanoi, Sastachkali gemacht. You took a beautiful carbon and you ruined it, and it became Pasol, Kosher B'Kodesh Pasol. Here too, had you taken a carbon oiler after it was fully baked, so to speak, after the matir and all the rest, and now you take it outside, be Pasol B'Yoytzei, and you would have your Isur. Over here, Koinim Sule Nami Loi Chazi. You couldn't have eaten it even before it became Pasol B'Yoytzei, because it was an oiler all along. Therefore, since it wasn't Roy, you do not have this additional Raya from the Indian of Noiser for an additional soul, for an additional Malkus. But frankly more, but I have another basis for another Malkus. The Lilki Nami, on the fourth line of Yud Ches Amidvei, the Lilki Nami, Ki Idach to the Blaze, I have another Blaze, the Sanya, Blaze Oimer. Kol Shu B'Kol Tia. What does the Pasik say? Kol Tia Loi Siyachem. Where does this Pasik find itself? This Kol Tia is not a Pasik by Oila. It's a Pasik Legabi a carbon Mincha. If it's Kol Tia, you have to go and burn it totally. And the Gemara leaves out the key two words in the Pasik. Ika Chosim and a Sefer. Kol Tia Loi Siyachem. Something that you're Makrif Kolil. When do you makrif something kolil? Number one, by uns, by an oila. But the same thing applies to a minchas koyin. Kol minchas koyin, kol tia, loy siyachal. A mincha of Yisrael, you only put the kmitza on the mizbeach. The rest of the mincha is eaten by the zichrei kahuna. However, it's a minchas koyin. The whole thing goes kol tia, the ganze zach, the whole mincha goes on the mizbeach. Ah, that being the case, litin loy sase alachilosoi. Any time that you have a kol shu be kol tia, not only the carbon minchas koyin, but the same thing applies to our carbon oila. Person who eats it, he's oiver litin loy sase alachilosoi. Oh, so this is the chayra, our case. It's a kol tia loy siyachel. You should have a din of malkus based on this pasuk. Mask in Yitaki, get malkus based on this pasuk. Aye, Rav only said five. For Rav Mehai Krak Omar, Rav was just trying to give us a quick synopsis of that lengthy brice of Rav Shimon of yesterday, where Rav Shimon kept on adding on additional lav, and even though the pasuk on the surface is only talking about loisucha lechol bisharecha, to go and eat outside of Yerushalayim, but because we had all of the nidrecha, nidvoisecha, trumas yodecha, all of the various additional words in this pasuk which were unnecessary because I already had them in the pasuk Vavesim Shama that bring to Yerushalayim Oyli Sechem Zivchechem Vachaltim Shom and eat them there. So the pasuk could have said Leisucha Li Oichlom. Why does it have to go through that whole laundry list? Leisucha Lecha Bisharecha Mas Degon Chidroish Bisharecha, etc., etc. Based on that pasuk, if you have a czar who eats the carbon oila Chutz L'Choyma Lechnei Zrika, he gets five, he has five, he's Surah. But you're right. In addition to that, I could find other Yisurim. For instance, from this Pasuk, Kol Tihyeh Le'Seyachel, then he would get Malkus because of that Pasuk.
There's nothing absolute to find.
Exactly right. Yeah. It's not at all exclusionary.
It's a starter.
It's just a starter. It's a synopsis. It's a summary of yesterday's Gemara. Anybody wants to review the whole Gemara of yesterday, remember Rava that goes through the five Yisurim that are involved with a carbon oiler, a Zor that eats a carbon oiler. A koyin who eats from a chatas v'yashem, a regular carbon that a koyin is of course allowed to eat, but he did it with neizrika. He is like he gets malchus. That's one of the isurim that Rava was talking about. Rava is also talking about eating an oila lifnei zrika. Okay, he's talking about an oila. Here we're talking about a chatzah v'yashem. Doesn't make a difference. The point is, l'choyde, it's similar to what we learned with Rava. But what is Rav Gidl Amarav saying? My time, what's the reason? The Amakra. The achlu oisam asher kupar behem. That's the pasuk that we brought at the beginning of today's Gemara. For achlo oisam ashekupa behem. When do the kahanim have a right to go and eat? Ashekupa behem. Liacha kapara. Acha kapara means after the zrika sadam, because that's the ikr mater and the ikr mechaper. Liacha kapara em. Lefnei kapara loy. So it doesn't have a lav built into this pasuk. This pasuk is strictly an essay pasuk. For achlu oisam asher kupar behem, my dear kohanim, please eat from this korban after the kapara and give it a full kapara by eating from it. It's an assay. Doesn't know loy says it. However, the Gemara is medayik a lav haba mechlal assay. What's the lav haba mechlal assay? Since it says achlu oisam asher kupar behem, it could have simply said achlu oisam. Of course you eat it after the matir. What do you have to have the asher kupar behem? To go and tell you the only li'acha kapara are you allowed to go and eat from this carbon. You're not allowed to eat from that carbon. And that's a lav haba mechlal assay. It doesn't say befeirish. It's what we would call an isur assay. And what the Gemara at this point is being mechadish is that you can give malchus based on an iser esser. You don't have to have a befeirish lav, even though the lav is only implicit. I'm being medayik. Torah says, eat it liacha kapara, and therefore mameila I'm medayik. Don't eat it lefnei kapara. A lav chol abom chlal asay is also lavu on which you can go and give malchus. However, the Gemara considers this to be very, very mechudosh, and the Gemara immediately challenges it and knocks this down. Masim Rava, Freitach Rava, based on what you're telling me, you never have to write a loy mit an aleph, but rather all you have to do is the assay, and I'll be medayik alav abom lechlal assay to give an oynish of malchus. So Freitach Rava, let's go back to the parashas that talk about the non-kosher animals. So the pasuk begins with behema mafreses parsa v'shisa shesa shtei frosis malas geva behema behema oisa techem, those you're allowed to go and eat, and which of course I'm not allowed to eat, those that only have one of the two or those that have none of the two simonim, those of course you're not allowed to eat. And in fact the Torah Taka tells you as the loy toichlu, these are the following that you're not allowed to eat. Don't eat the shesua and the gomel and the arnevis and the shofad kimalas geira, and don't eat the chazir because although it has shtei parosais, but it's not malas geira, etc., etc. As even the sheik in the Torah. So now the question is, why does the Torah have to add the es loy es ze loy soichlu mimali hagei mafrisia parsa? On the surface, a pasuk shot is because gesundheit. The first pasuk only tells you the behemah mafreses parsa you're allowed to eat oisa techelu. What are you not allowed to eat? As they're loy toichlu, and these loy toichlu ones, if you do eat from them, you're gonna go and get malchus because you're gonna be over on a lav. Frey Tigmar, what do I need the es zeloy soichu? Let us learn it all from the first pasuk, and we start again. Masav Rava, v'chol behemah mafreses parsa shesas shesas shnei froses. It has the two kosher simanim. It eats, it chews its cud, and has split hooves. Malas geir b'behemah oisa techelu. You're allowed to go and eat it. So let's go be medayik. Oisa techelu. If it has the two simanim, you're allowed to eat it. The ein behemah cheres. If it has It does not have the two simonim. It's a behem acheres that unfortunately has no kosher simonim. Only has one kosher simon. Behem behem acheres techel. But other behemoths, you're not allowed to go and eat. So this would be similar, a case of a lav haba mechlal asay. Oysa, these yes. Behemoths acheres no. Is doch a lav haba mechlal asay and iser asay. If you're going to go and tell me that an iser asay you can already give malkis, what do you have to have the next, the follow up pasuk to go and say, but don't eat the following? I know you can't eat the following because they have an iser asay. That iser asay tells you only these yah and others nisht. And therefore, says the Gemara, there's no such thing as giving malkis based on an iser asay. You can only give malkis based on a clear cut lav. If that's the case, so what do we do with the Rav Gidl Omer Rav? Eli Itmar Hachi Itmar. It's just the opposite. Omer Rav Gidl Omer Rav, Zor, not a coin. Zor Sha'ochom Echatz V'Oshem Lefnei Zerika is Potter. And Zor that eats from the Chatz V'Oshem before Zerika is Potter. Why is he Potter? In other words, he would not get Malkus. Why not? My time with the Omer Krov V'Ochlu Oysam Asher Kupar Behem. You can go and eat from them when the kapara has already hit, meaning that there's been a matir. And then the pasuk says at the end, "V'zor lo yoichal ki koydishem." It's kol eicha the green baby ochlo isem asher kupar behem. When this is something which is roi la'achila, when is it roi la'achila? After the matir, after the zrikas hadam, then the pasuk continues on. Karina bay v'zor lo yoichal ki koydishem. Don't eat it. Zor, stay away. Kehana miya. Zorim nisht. But those things that you cannot go and eat, why could you go and eat? Because it's before the matter, it's before Zrikas Adam. So just like the Kehanim can't eat from it, nobody can eat from it. Then there's no special Bazar Leyochel to go and give based on that, the to execute through Malkus, to administer Malkus. And therefore, in fact, they're good. And remember, the Gemara said yesterday, Amid Beis, Ein Masirim Minadin. And I feel about the Yomer, Oin Shim Minadin, Ein Masirim Minadin. You cannot go and give an Hatorah that causes a person to get the Oin Shim Malkis based on Kal V'Chomer. You have to have the Fadish Alam for that.
So, Zor Sheochal Nez Rikis Potter
Hatorah. Okay, so in fact, they're good. First of all, it doesn't say Hatorah, just says you don't get Malkis. It says potter. It doesn't say that it's mutter.
There is no
Malkus.
There is no lav.
There's no lav hamachayiv Malkus.
First of all.
But it's interesting that you're asking that question because the Meforshim explain, even if this pasuk ba'achlu oisam teaches us only after the kapara, but there is no zor leyoychal lefnei kapara, what do we do with the pasuk of luch loisucha lechol b'sherecha, yesterday's pasuk that Rava gave a synopsis at the end? And at the beginning of today's Gemara, Zor Sha'achim and Oil Lefnei Zrika has five Isurim. So Lefnei Zrika is one of those Isurim.
No.
So what does Rav Gidl Amarav do with that? Rav Gidl Amarav doesn't argue with yesterday's Braisa or with Rava. Based on yesterday's Braisa, Einachanami, there is an Isur and there's even Malkis Lefnei Zrika based on Leisucha. He's just saying that based on this Pasuk, you are Potter. So you don't get two times Malkis, one for yesterday's Leisuchal. You get only for, I'm sorry, you don't get for this new Pasuk. Be Ochlu Oisim Asher Kupar Behem. This one you're Potter, because it's got to be Davka after Ro'oi Lekapora, after the Zrika, before the Zrika is Gunish. But based on yesterday's Pasuk, yeah, for that I do get Malkis on the Lefnei Zrika. As Ezek Mepharshim Shat, Rav Gidl Amarav doesn't give you a total p'tur, he just gives you a p'tur based on this pasuk, but yesterday's pasuk is still intact and still strong, and he would agree that you get Malkus based on that.
I have another issue.
Next issue.
We have Mila working here, and Mila is only Chayav Korban if it's Dabi Shogeg. You're talking about a Bemezid.
But Mila Bemezid is Gunish?
No, that's what I'm saying. So isn't Mila Bemezid Chayav Malkus in your
Machloikis. We have Akasenez and Machloikis.
Okay.
But I'm glad that you are bringing up additional things. We take a break over here because now we are leaving the sugi and we're coming back to Bikur. But if you remember yesterday, we spoke about not only eating from Kodshim, but also eating other things that people are not supposed to eat, like putisa and like nemola. If you remember, everybody was clamoring, especially in the Chush HaVegas, Mr. Friedlander was asking, what about the Isser of Eva Menachai? Is that right? Didn't you ask that? Mm-hmm. That a person who eats Namala? That was your question, Barry. Anybody else want to take credit for it too? Anyway, so that was a very, very good question, L'Choira. However, I discussed it with Rav Vick, and he said that we all forgot a Gemara back in Masechet Sanhedrin, on Daf Nun Zayin, where the Gemara says about the Pasuk, that comes to tell you that by shrotzim there is no din of Eivir Menachai. There's only a din of shrotzim. Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, 5, 6, 7 lines into the wide lines. There is no din of Eivir Menachai by shrotzim. So therefore, you're off the hook on that. I mean, don't eat shrotzim because you're not going to eat a sheret. Yeah, especially if you eat a whole shear, you eat a barrier.
Live sherets.
Live sherets. Exactly. But you know, you don't have a din of Eva Menachem. Anyway, Al-Tazir Gishmach, Al-Tazir Gut. Getting back to our Gemara now. And we'll stay to Abayim Zuni Gemara. So now back to the Inyan of Bikurim. Remember Bikurim, that was the first one we had in our Mishnah. Back on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. That a person who eats Bikurim, even a Kohen. Only Kahanim allowed to eat from Bikurim, but even a Kohen who eats Bikurim, Ad Shloi Kara Aleihem, before the Kriya that you're supposed to make, the Gansi, Gati, Yom Lashem Likarko, Arami Oivet Ovi, the Samacht Bukhalatoiv, about 8-9 psukim that you have at the beginning of Parsha Tzavoy, near Tena Mishnah, if one eats from the Bikurim prior to the Kriya of those psukim, a person gets Malkus. And as we'll see now in the Gemara, in fact, it's not so simple. Omer Blaza Omer of Oishia. Bikurim Hanochami Akeves Ben, Kriya Ein Makeves Ben. The only thing that's Ma'akev is the Hanocha and not the Kriya. What's meant to? So, if we take. It's alright, okay, it's good. Hanochen, fine. You can look it up to me if you want. Yes. Good. So, if we go back to Parshas Kisavai, at the very beginning, the Torah gives us two psukim, both of which are talking about hanocha. Hanocha, of course, means to put something down. Thank you. So it says in Pasuk Dalid, V'lokach ha-koyin ha-tena mi-odecha, the koyin is going to take the tena, the basket from the farmer, the one that brought the produce, the bikurim, v'inichoy, and the koyin is going to be meniach, he's going to place it on the floor, lefnei mizbach Hashem lekecha, in this beautiful basket, very ornate, puts it down on the floor, and he puts it before the Mizbeach, and then you make a ganze tefillah, a rami oivet ob, v'yir mitzrayim, v'yir gesham psim me'ot, v'yir reyosam ha-mitzrayim, v'nitzak al-Hashem, etc., etc., etc. And then 5 psukim later it says, v'ata hinei hevesi es reishis priya adama shenasat li Hashem, I brought these bikurim to thank you Hashem, v'hinachtoi lefnei Hashem alekecha, put it down on the floor before Hashem, in other words, before the Mizbeach. Hey, didn't we really talk about v'inichoy? It said v'inichoy before, and it says v'inachtoy. Come out the same word. Why does the Torah repeat it twice? The Shakti Gemara, as we find throughout Seder Kodshim, Shana Allah v'akosav li'akev. The Torah repeats it twice to tell you, this is Mishkal l'chatchila business. This is ma'akev. It doesn't get the full Torah's bikurim. You weren't yotzia mitzvah. Until you put it down on the, you don't put it on the floor twice. You only put it down once. One time you put it down. However, it says it twice to say, and I mean it. It's not, yeah, but put it down. Don't put it down. No. I mean it. Rabbi Yisai. Rabbi Shalom says, I'm emphatic. Make sure to put it down. Ah. And therefore, Jokis Mandi Omar, back to our Gemara. Bikurim Hanocha Miakevis Behen. The Iker is the Hanocha. If you put it down on the floor, from that point on, you're mekayim the mitzvah, and from that point on, if a kohen eats it, it's okay, because what's ma'akiv in the kiyum ha-mitzvah is the hanocha. Kriya ma'akiv is ben, even if they forget to go and say the whole kriya. They should have. See, he was mevatel a mitzvah to go and say the kriya. Oh, but lemais is not ma'akiv. He was mekayim his mitzvah, bring the bikurim, and the kohen can start eating from the bikurim. Not a problem. As they zok the gemar. Pray to Yimar, Miyam Rablaza. Hachi, did that what Rablaza said? V'am Rablaza, Am Rabbaishia. Hifrish bikurim koidim lechag. V'ovra leyen achag, yirkovu. What is this all about? So when you learn Masechtas Bikurim in the Mishnayos, you see that in Masechtas Bikurim it says that although there's a mitzvah of Kriya, that mitzvah of Kriya has a time period. The time period is from Shavuos until Sukkis. After Sukkis, if somebody brings Bikurim from his field, he brings it up to Yerushalayim, he still has a mitzvah of Bikurim, but there's no longer a mitzvah of Kriya. It's Mevi'in Ve'ein Kairin, or Mevi Ve'ein Kairin. Why? Why is that? So the Mishnah in Masechtas Bikurim tells us, because the final pasuk in the Kriya is, V'samachta b'chol ha'toiv asher nosan l'cho Hashem u'likechu l'veisecha at v'haliv v'agir asher v'kibecha. There's got to be a simcha. When is the zman simcha of Bikurim? When is the zman simcha of every farmer? At the time of harvest. Because until the harvest, he put in so much capital expense and so much equity, both capital equity and sweat equity, and finally April, May, June come along, and the payrus and the tfu is all beginning to ripen, and then after that he begins the harvest, and a lot of it leaves out in the field so that it should go and dry out, and it should be gishmak, and it should preserve, and in the entire time from Shavuos until Sukkis, he has a smile on his face, and he tells everybody, oh, Baruch Hashem with siyata d'shmaya, look what I was able to produce, this is givaldik, givaldik, givaldik. After Sukkis, he starts thinking to himself, uh-oh, I gotta put my overalls on again, I have to start taking out the manure, the tzoya, I have to go and start taking out the tractors and get the seeds, and I'm gonna have to start all over again for the next season. So the simcha is now greatly diminished. And therefore, when anyone is bringing Karban Bikurim, or bringing Bikurim to the Rabbi Yishlag, from Atzeres V'ad HaChag, he has to go and make this statement, this kriya. If he only brings it after the Chag, he doesn't make the Kriya. He still has a mitzvah to bring it, but he's a Mevi V'einoi Kore. Now the question is, what happens if by mistake, or Mezid, Oynes, Shogig, whatever the situation was, he was already mafresh the Bikurim between Shavuos and Sukkis, and he intended bringing it, but for some reason he dilly-dallied, or there was a car accident, the throughway was tied up, he didn't make it in time, and he's only bringing now the payrus only after Sukkis. What happens with these payrus? Getting back again, he had intended bringing it before the Chag, and making the Kriya. The overlaying a chag, and now chag is past, he can no longer make the kriya. Your kavu, these payrus should not even be brought to Yerushalayim. These should go and let them rot, and then you'll go and dispose of the remains. In other words, they are disqualified for the karmel bikur. So had he brought it before the chag, it wouldn't be a problem. Had he been mafresh it after the chag, and brought it after the Chag, also wouldn't be a problem. He just wouldn't make a Kriya. However, because it went over that Chag period, he had been mafresh before, so there was a Chiv Kriya on these payroids. The Yovel made a Chag, and now the Chag is passed, and he can no longer make that Kriya. Your Kavu, you have to let them rot. Frank Timur, my love, Mishum Dolim Motzi, Le Mikri Alein. You obviously can go and put the Bikurim on the floor in the tenor. That's not a problem. The problem is you can't do the Kriya anymore. And because you can't go and do the Kriya anymore, then you're covered with the after rot. The Yisalkadai, the Kriya in Mekeves, but if you're going to tell me the whole Kriya is not as a mitzvah meramuvcher, as a mahadrin, it's good, but it's not ma'akev, so my you're covered. So why do you have to chasashom let them rot? Okay, so you won't have the Kriya. It won't be a mitzvah meramuvcher. What's the problem? Kriya is not ma'akev anyway. And the Wakir Reb Zeira, the famous Reb Zeira that you have so many times in Shas and Reb Zeira, what is this all about? This is talking about a carbon mincha. The carbon mincha, the largest carbon mincha that you can possibly bring inside one kli, is 60 isarin. What happens if you have 61 isarin? You're going to have to go and put it into two separate kelim. Why? You can go and squeeze in 61 into one of the kelim in the Beis Hamikdash. The problem is, when you come to go and mix it with the oil, and you start mixing it, what's going to happen is it's not going to be nivla liofa. There's just not enough room in this kli to be able to properly mix the 61 esroinim together with the oil. Freiti mara, But be lain in my kevis. You don't have to go mix it. Even if you didn't mix it, you just did yitzika. You just poured the oil on and you didn't mix it. It's still a kosher carbon. So why could you have all the 61 inside one kli? Zhoktach Reb Zeira. Kol haroi lebila. If there would be 60 or 459 or less, where you're able to go and be mevalel to go and mix it, hey, bila makevis, but then you don't have to do the bila. But if it's not royal bila, it's impossible to do the bila because there's no room inside this kli. The bila makevis by bila is ma'akim, therefore you're going to have to divide up the 61 into multiple kelim. Ah, the same thing over here too. Kriya is takana ma'akim, you don't have to make the kriya. But it's got to be royal kriya. And since initially these payers were royal kriya because you were mafish them before chag, now you want to go and bring them after chag, it's no longer royal kriya. Oh, it's no longer roy. Kriya ma'akevis by, and that's why you're kavun. Talking more about this shtickle toilet that we just had now was Reb Lozer Omer Reb Oishia. Talking more, Reb Acha B'Yankif Masni Lo, he said over the same shtickle toilet, Reb Asi Reb Yoichanan. In other words, not that it was said by Reb Lozer Reb Oishia, but Reb Asi Reb Yoichanan said it. So you can tell me, no, he's in tight. Oh, and now we have a kasha. The kasha is Reb Yoichanan, Reb Yoichanan. Now I have a stira. Umiyomber Reb Yoichanan Bikurim. Hanochem yakeves ben kriya ein makeves ben. It's the hanochem that's makev, not the kriya. V'aboy mei Reb Asi mei Reb Yoichanan. Reb Asi asked Reb Yoichanan, bikurim mei mesayim mutarim lekanim. When can the kohen start eating from the bikurim? V'amalei haruim lekriya mishikara leyan. Those that are brought from lemoshel from Shavuos until Sukkot, which are royal kriya. Once you do the kriya, then it's mutter. Sheinu the kriya, those that are not royal kriya. For instance, those that come after Sukkot. Because the Mishnah Maseches Bikurim gives other examples as well. We're just giving this example because that's what we focus on before. Before Chag, after Chag. Anyway, but bottom line, if they're royal kriya, Misha Karalein, that's when it makes these Peiris mutter lekahan. If they're not royal kriya, meaning, for instance, after Sukkot time, you should open their bayis as soon as you bring them into the Azara. You don't even have to put them on the floor. Even the Hanoch is not ma'akev. As soon as they're royal bnei abayis, done. They are mutter lekoyhanim. So Frank Timora Lechayra have a double stira. Kasha kriya kriya, kasha anocha anocha. Kriya kriya, because the original Rabbi Yoichanan, the way we just quoted, Rav Acha Bar Yankov said this, Rav Asi Rabbi Yoichanan, that what's the locha? Hanoch is ma'akiv and not kriya. Kriya is never ma'akiv. So why did the second Rabbi Yoichanan say, Bikur me'emes ha'im utarim le'kahanim, mishikor aleyim, even if he never made a kriya, as long as it was ro'oi le'kriya, it's already fine, because he doesn't need kriya. Kriya ain't a ma'akev, it's only the hanocha. And the second halacha shver, that he says, she'enu le'kriya mishro b'nei abayis, didn't we say no? Then you have to have the hanocha. Shteitach tzvei mulim de toira, v'inicha v'inachtoi. What's going on? Stira, hanocha, hanocha, is kasha, kriya, kriya, is kasha. Everyone, kriya, kriya, le'kasha, harab shimon, harabonon. Oh, when Rabbi Yochanan was quoting the halacha, one time he was quoting the Rabbi Shimon, one time he's quoting the Rabbanan. There is their Rabbi Shimon. That's Rabbi Shimon with whom we started off the sugya right after we finished the Mishnah back in the Daf Yud Zayin. The Mishnah said, "Oichel mikurim actually kara aleihem before the kriya or the kriya is ma'akid. He gets malchus." Omer Rabbi Bechana back in the Daf Yud Zayin. Omer Rabbi Yochanan zu divrei Rabbi Akiva stimisa, and they hold like Rabbi Shimon stimisa, who dashes that whole pasuk. To go and tell you not allowed to go and eat before the kriya, but the chachamim maimim bikurim anochem yakevis ben. So therefore, there's no steer of Yochanan. Yochanan, one time he's quoting Reb Shimon, one time he's quoting the Rabbanan. Everything is fine. What about hanocha hanocha? If you don't do kriya or if you cannot do kriya, what's the ma'akev? Is it the hanocha or is the roya pnei abayis? Hanocha hanocha nami loikasha Rabbi Yehuda Rabban Ochamach loikas. My Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. Vinachtu zut nufa. Ato Oimer zut nufa yeni el hanocha mamish. Vinachtu means to put it down. Tenufa means, of course, to do a wave offering, something similar to what we do with a lulav and esrig. They go up and down, back and forth. So here too, you do a tenufa of the bikurim. You take the tenor and you take it to all the arba ruchais, the tzofen, the doroim, mizruch and marav. Aha. Oy bezoy, that's what you learn from Vinachtoy. Fake Timara, that's Vinachtoy. Maybe an Hanocha Mamish. Kishu Oy me Vinichoy, Hanocha Omer, stay to Shoy Hanocha. Omani Mekai Vinachtoy. Zutanufa. Aha. So now, in reality, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't address the issue of whether Hanocha is ma'akiv. Or ripening bias is ma'akiv. But explains Rashi. What's the whole mekor that Hanocha is ma'akiv? Because Shona lava kosavli akiv. Where was the Shona? Where did the Torah repeat it twice? One time v'inichoy, one time v'inachtoy. So if you're going to go and say that both of them are telling you Hilchois, he nuach Hanocha. Hanocha is ma'akiv. However, Yehuda says, no, come on, give me a break. I already said v'nichoy once. Why do I say v'nachtoy twice? V'nachtoy is coming to tell you the din of Tanufa. So they don't have a shona olav akosav le'akev, and therefore Hanoch is not ma'akev. So what is ma'akev? Lo yipnei abayis is enough. The obvious question is, where does v'nachtoy lend itself to tnufa? Maybe v'nachtoy means you should go and put in talis and tefillin. Where does it say v'nachtoy means tnufa? V'nachtoy means to put down, right? That's your question, I assume. Zok Rashi. Rashi is a beautiful, beautiful pshat. We have that when Yidin left Mitzrayim, v'loy nocham elikim derech eretz pelishim. What does that nocham mean? Does it mean it didn't let them go and lie on the ground? The lashon hanocham. That nocham means to go and lead them, right? V'loy nocham elikim derech eretz pelishim. Because Shmuel didn't lead Klai Yisrael derech eretz pelishim. So Trashi, same thing is by this v'inachtoy. You're taking the tenor and you're leading it in all four directions. Taking itself in Dorim, Mizrach, Marav, that's a little, it's not mine. Look at Rashi, about 10 lines from the bottom. V'inachti zutunufa, kri bay, van chosei, I guess, loshen of van chosei, loshen v'loi nochem alikim, shu menacha, memancha oisoi, la'ar barucha oisim malam oin, oibin and intim, for all the zaten, and therefore that's what the v'inachti comes to take. But bottom line is, since Rabbi Yehuda only has one v'inichoy and not two v'inichoys, and not a second hanocha, therefore it's not shana levakos la'akiv, and therefore hanocha is not ma'akiv according to Rabbi Yehuda. Umantar the palik Rabbi Yehuda, who disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda and holds that it is shana levakos la'akiv, Rabbi Zman Yaakovi, who's Rabbi Zman Yaakov the Sanya? V'loka chakoyin atena miyudecha, you take the basket from the farmer, the koyin takes it. Leave it al bikurim shetunim tenufa, you have to do tenufa. Where does it say in this pasuk, "V'locha kakoyin atena midechi do tenufa"? Divrei Blazer ben Yaakov, my time of Blazer ben Yaakov. Asya yad yad mishlamim. I learn a gzeira shava yad yad mishlamim. Here it says, "Ksivach v'locha kakoyin atena mi yadecha yad." Uksiv and there it says, "The gar beishlamim yod of Vienna ace ishi Hashem." And there it talks about tenufa. What is the full lashon of pasuk? I'm sorry.
It's number six.
Thank you. Number six. Yodav to Vienna, Eis Ishi Hashem, Es Achilav Alechose Vienna, Eis Achose Lohanif, Lohanif Oisei Tanufa Lefnei Hashem. So that Yodav is associated with Tanufa, and just like that, Yad talks about Tanufa. Our Tenemiyadach is also talking about Tanufa. Baruch Hashem, the Gemara gave us a hand. We now have a handle on the situation. Until now, Leimatzanu Yodenu for Aglenim Nesmedish, and now we know Yad Yad Mishlamim. Just like of this Nufa over here is also to Nufa, and Makan Koyin. Just like over here is the Kocha Hakoyin Hatenem Yedecha Avlalan Koyin. There too, who does it to Nufa the Koyin? Malan Balim. Just like over there, it's talking about the Balim because Yodav to Vienna Eitzi Shehashem, the person that's bringing it, he does the Tanufa. That's the Balim. Avakam Balim. So how make up your mind? Okay, so when you coin Yodav Tachzirei Balim, oh, main it. The coin puts his hands underneath the hands of the Balim. This is already a machloikis in the Gemara, not here but elsewhere. Doesn't mean physically. In other words, one person puts his hand on top of the other. The Balim are holding onto the bottom of the tenor, and the Kohen puts his hands directly on the bottom, so they're touching each other. Or do you say that in fact it's like a situation where the basket has handles, if you will, and even if it doesn't have a handle, it has a rim of some sort, so the Balim hold it from the top of the tenor, the Kohen holds it from underneath the tenor, so therefore it's Meiniach Kohen Yodav Tachzirei Balim, literally, but not actually touching. One is holding the top, one is holding the bottom, and then in unison they go around and around, the Malim Moirid and the Arba Ruchais, like we said before. Anyway, what does it have to do with all of us? Since the Blazman Yaakov learns a din of Tanufa, not from V'hinachtoi, but from the word Miyodecha Yad Yad Mishlamim. So then the Hinachtoi is Ibrik. Why does the Torah have to take and say Hanocha twice? Shalom that custom the Akev to tell you that Hanocha is Ma'akev and not the Roy Pereya Bias. So this Shaila, whether it's Hanocha Right? Pnei Abayis that we was quoted now, but Rabbi Yochanan in one case is quoting Rabbi Yehuda that holds that Hinoch is not Ma'akiv, and therefore Rabbi Pnei Abayis is Ma'akiv, so the Kahanim can eat from the Bikurim. And the other time that he said, no, Hanoch is Ma'akiv, that's Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov that holds Hanoch is Ma'akiv, because Shanal of Akosev Li'akiv. Hand the wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai.